Do you ever hear about this place, Allie? You know how the pine trees grow like wildfire? Well, they don't grow in that clearing. Nobody's ever been able to figure out why not. I see little pine trees in there, she whispered back. Baby ones, but they all seem to keel over and die when they hit like 2 feet high. The Indians used to consider babies next to sacred. One rumor had it, their ghosts wouldn't breathe death on the trees until they were no longer baby trees. You want me to go by myself? Her voice shook. No. I tried to tell myself I was being superstitious. I took a few more steps, just enough so that I could crane my neck to see the first rock. It leaned against the second two, but I only had a clear view of the first. It gleamed in the sun and the dead silence of the morning. Allie, don't leave me, okay? Why would I leave you? I don't know. I don't want to be alone. And then, boom, the body drops out of a tree or something. There are no trees in there, she reminded me. But yeah, I understand. I still didn't move. I was trying to get up my nerve, but she took a breath and said, This is for Bo. She stepped forward, and I was right on her heels, terrified of being left alone. We moved into the clearing and saw all three rocks. They were smooth on top and met in the center. There was no body on top. Slowly, we circled around, looking on the sides, looking all around the clearing. The clearing was filled with white sand, almost like beach sand, with little pine trees and clumps of grass. Nothing to hide a body. One rock had a lip, so there was a space under it. It was big enough that a body could fit under it. I squatted down slowly and looked under the lip, then let out a breath as I saw straight through to the back of the rock. I stood up, looked at Allie, and she looked at me. I laughed. That psychic can bite me. She did say you would be alone, Allie muttered, but I laughed again. Some of my brain cells were starting to function for the first time that day. She was wrong. Come on, think about it. Dead bodies don't move around. If he's not here today, he's not going to be here tomorrow. What if he's been alive in the woods and just hasn't died yet? She mumbled. I hunted around through my tired brain for reality. I think we already established that Chris wouldn't know how to survive out here, and he had no friends who would hide him from his own parents. Besides, when I asked that psychic why nobody found him last Saturday, she didn't say he wasn't dead then. She said almost the opposite. She said, It was something eerie, but I couldn't remember. She said, The dead didn't want to be seen. Allie finished for me. She said the dead can hide until they are ready to be seen. Yo, reality check, I muttered. She's full of it. I don't even know what I'm doing here. To keep up my pretend courage, I jumped on top of the rocks and gazed all around the clearing. You could be standing on a grave marker, Allie said, watching me with wide eyes. Didn't that woman say the rocks marked an Indian grave? Don't be superstitious. If it's a grave, then the occupants are dead. I looked down and lost my grin some. The three rocks met together, but there was a little hole in the center where they didn't fit just right. I watched it wearily and finally got down on my knees slowly. I was afraid to stick my eye right up to it. Something could reach out and fling itself at me, a hand, a finger bone.